This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can take control of the airwaves, call in, talk about whatever you'd like. You can talk about stuff that we've been talking about, stuff we've talked about in the past. It doesn't really matter. It's up to you. It's Free Talk Live for a reason. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And it's Ian.
And I wanted to remind you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, with all the lockdown craze going on and also the mass compliance going on, it'll just be refreshing to get outside and camp with a whole bunch of other people, you know. I know, you know, there's always... I've heard the tales. I was to my first ForkFest this past year, but I had a great time. I was only there for half a week or something, four days, and I had a great time. There was things to do everywhere. The food was great. The people were great. The camaraderie was awesome. You will enjoy yourself if you go.
I hope so. I think you will, too.
Yeah. So we were talking about this article from King 5 News about this restaurant in Chehalis, Washington, known as... Spiffy's restaurant and bakery, who has been threatened with criminal penalties for noncompliance because he remained open in an attempt to protest the governor's order.
Bravo.
And, of course, crowds of supporters then made for one of the busiest weeks in the restaurant's near 50-year existence. The official
notice, what I like to hear.
Yeah. The official notice from LNI stated, quote, "By being open for business... Spiffy's restaurant presents a threat to the public health and safety of its customers and employees, given the ongoing COVID-19 epidemic in Washington
State." Well, if they're feeling threatened, then they shouldn't go in.
Right.
I mean, look, how many people have ever chosen to not go into, like, a rough-and-tumble bar, right? Like, you just don't want to take on the Hells Angels today, so you've decided that you're going to go to a not-so-rough-and-tumble bar. I mean, you don't want to go into the place that's got smoking in it or whatever, right? Like, there's certain reasons why you might choose not to go into a business, and this could be one of those reasons.
Washington employees would be at risk.
Wait. Okay, the employees can choose to not work there. This is the same excuse they used when they implemented the smoking ban way back in, like, 2000. And I think it was right after we moved to New Hampshire, they put this smoking ban into place. And they were using the same excuse was, oh, well, the employees are breathing in smoke. It's like, well, what, they couldn't smell it when they walked in the front door the first time they went to get a job application? They didn't know that this place was a smoking establishment?
The risk of this disease... is nil. I mean, unless you're, you know, over the age of 70.
Even then, the supermajority will survive.
And you have some sort of comorbidity.
Then your chances are less, but still.
But, you know, yeah. It's basically a viral pneumonia, is how I've heard it put.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the Christian anarchist.
Who, by the way, apparently came down with this.
I heard that. And I believe he's recovering.
That's what I understood, but I do understand he did go to the hospital as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Washington employees would be at risk. That substantial probability that death or serious harm could result by working at a location that the Department of Health has deemed unsafe. Because Spiffy's Bakery in Chehalis, Washington is somehow more unsafe than the grocery store or Walmart or Best Buy or any of the other large corporate mega stores that have remained open.
Yeah, you can go and get your bakery items at the supermarket, no problem. Their bakery's open. You need a custom cake, you need some croissants, you got it. But you can't go to, what was his name, Spiffy's?
Spiffy's.
Yeah, you can't go to Spiffy's.
His name is Rod Samuelson.
Right.
Is the owner. It goes on to say, the state could pursue criminal charges against the 80-year-old Samuelson.
Oh, wow.
Over his defiance.
I hope he continues to defy this thing.
He's 80 years old, and he's like, you know what, I don't care.
That's why, that's what's so powerful, is when somebody who's 80 years old gets arrested for something. Please, I hope he goes, not that I hope he gets arrested, right? I don't want that for someone, but at that point in your life, your kids are moved out. If you had kids, they're grown up. Your grandkids are grown up at this point if you're 80 years old.
Right.
So you don't have the same excuse as a 30 or 40-year-old person who's like, well, I got kids at home. You know, I got to take care of them. The government's going to take them from me. That's one of the, and these are legitimate concerns. So, if you get arrested as a parent, the government gang could use that as an excuse to say, well, now your kids are in foster care because you're a bad parent because you got arrested. But because he's 80 years old, he could just get, you know, let him get put in handcuffs, spend the night in jail. It's no big deal.
He's like, hey, you know what? I've lived my life already.
Right.
Bring it on.
But is that what's going to happen?
Well, Samuelson said, and there is a video here that I'm not going to play, obviously, because we're doing a radio program, but it's a video of, like, the people supporting him and coming out.
Yeah,
you know, it's a big
great.
Crowd and all that kind of thing. So he's gotten some, you know, 15 minutes of fame, if you will, out of this thing. Coverage, obviously, by King 5 News, which is a greater
big station
there in the Seattle area. But Samuelson said he never imagined his reopening would cause all of this, referring to the hubbub and publicity, and wants to work with state lawmakers to stay open despite the statewide. We'll see. I
don't think they're going to work with you, bro.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to work with you either. And I think that when you realize that you should still stay open.
I have a related somewhat similarly sad story. So in front of the governor's house yesterday at the protest, we brought the speaker out, got the microphone.
The loudspeaker?
Yeah, big loudspeaker, the big one. And nobody got up and gave a speech. And the police actually came. Nobody's a co-host for listeners that don't know here on Free Talk Live. he gave a speech, and then toward the end of that speech, right after it ended, the police came up. And there was a large number of state police that were there yesterday. Now, Captain, you went to the very first one, if I recall correctly.
I did.
So you know that was a pretty large protest, like upwards of 100 people. This one, maybe like 20 to 25,
okay.
So about a quarter of the size. And the police had tripled their numbers. So there were like 9 cruisers at least that were nearby or on the property.
Okay, guys, we better gear up because the first protest had like 100 and some people at it, so we're expecting a good 20, maybe 22 people at this next one.
Well, I don't know if they could have expected how many people turned out, but
no, I understand.
There was some discussion about potentially armed protest, like an open carry protest, for instance.
I remember that being possibly a component of said demonstration.
Yeah.
Were there any open carriers?
Technically, I did a semi-open carry myself. But I was the only one there.
How do you
with
semi-open carry?
I had a jacket that was sort of on open and closed at various different times. Okay. So, but I was the only one there until the very end when somebody showed up with a gun on his hip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody brandishing the ARs?
But there was a related story from that. I was trying to set the scene for one of the speakers, who is a business owner that we've talked about here on the air before. And boy, was he a disappointment.
Nice. Well, let's hear about that in just a little bit. 855-450-3733 is our phone number if you'd like to join the conversation. We'll get back to that and more on Free Talk Live coming up.
He mooses the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
program, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live, continuing the third hour. Wow, time sure is fun when you're having fun,
yes.
Said the frog.
Here we are.
Ribbit.
Ribbit indeed. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. I got frogs in my mind now. Guy walked into a frog with a doctor's office on his head. The doctor's office said, what seems to be the problem? He said, it all started with a bump on my ass. we've been talking about all sorts of fun things, but mostly about businesses and individuals who are defying the lockdowns and these not only illegal, immoral, irrational orders to become what I can only refer to as the dystopian version of reality that we all find ourselves in on a daily basis.
Yeah, so I was mentioning that Nobody and I, our co-host Nobody, and I went to a protest yesterday out in front of the governor's house. This was the third one, I think, that I've been to in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And this was also the smallest one, sadly, that I've been to yet. So on the plus side, there were no Trump flags this time. So
It
was way less Trumpified than the previous ones. There was only like one lady with a Trump hat on, and then I think one other guy showed
Somebody
up.
Somebody turned the Trumplification down?
Yeah, way down.
And that's a new word,
I expect that's going to keep going down, too, given that he, you know, presuming he doesn't all of a sudden win the election.
The Trump pansies are behaving.
Yeah, and so that was the only good side about the protest. It was the bad side was we were not quite outnumbered by the police, and that changes how the police behave. When their numbers
right.
are closer to your numbers or more than your numbers, they will behave very poorly by comparison to when your numbers are triple or quadruple.
Wait, let me guess. Theirs. They become a little more gang-like.
Aggressive, yeah, absolutely, and threatening and dangerous.
Your territory.
So as I said, they did threaten Nobody after he spoke, saying that somebody had called in because he was speaking on a loudspeaker.
Right.
And not just a megaphone. Like a 300-watt JBL loudspeaker, PA system. And so they told him if he continues to speak, he will be arrested for disorderly conduct.
For speaking?
Because somebody called, they claim. Some neighbor called. And disorderly conduct is a statute that's written in a very vague
way,
manner that says essentially if there's some sort of a noise, some sort of unwanted noise that bothers a, quote, reasonable person, unquote, then it's disorderly conduct. So at that point, other people in the crowd also were interested in speaking. And since they had not been warned, they were able to speak without, right? So, like, somebody would also. So, like, let's say you were going to speak after Nobody.
Yeah.
Well, no one called the police on your speech because they called the police on Nobody. So, Nobody was warned.
Right.
But then you weren't warned because only Nobody was warned. So, you can speak
because
until somebody calls in.
Right. Oh, weird.
So, other people did speak after Nobody. So, that was good. Unfortunately, one of the people who spoke was a restaurant owner. And we've spoken about this guy on the air. I didn't know what his name was, but.
Yeah.
But he was the guy, him and his wife own a restaurant somewhere on the eastern side of New Hampshire that was like an ice cream slash restaurant place.
Okay.
And they made headlines within the last few months because they closed their business rather than try to jump through all of the various different hoops. And they put a sign up on their door saying, whatever happened to Live Free or Die.
I remember these guys.
Yeah. And so, you know, at the time we were somewhat critical towards them, like, well, you know, it's good that you're speaking out, but you're closing your business down. So,
yeah.
You know, that's not good. Maybe they own the buildings, so they don't have to pay rent or whatever. And the idea was they were just going to wait it out and then reopen once it was legal for them to do so. So they were basically being, you know, obedient in a different way. They weren't being obedient in that they were trying to jump through all the arbitrary governor's orders hoops as far as, you know, mandatory mask wearing and things like that inside their business. They were just like, well, look, if we got to jump through all these hoops to do our business, we're just going to close.
Right.
So, I mean, I have some level of respect for what they did because of that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they didn't go to the mat. They're not, you know, continuing to operate like some of these businesses like the New Jersey Gym and things like that. But to make matters worse, the guy got on the microphone on the speaker and he started talking to the police about how he respects the police and how he gives them. He's 100%, he says, supportive of the police, and just on and on about the police are great and this and that. even though it's these very same goons who would come to his business and put him and his wife in handcuffs like they're threatening to in the Seattle area for this other business. And I don't know, at some level, don't you think he knows that? Does he know at some level that if he were to actually continue to do his business without jumping through all the hoops, that the very same cops that he's lauding would come and shut him down?
This is the cognitive Stockholm dissonance syndrome that I refer to. Folks like to call it Stockholm syndrome. Other folks like to call it cognitive dissonance. There is a difference between those two things, but they essentially elicit the same thing, and that is... It creates an oxymoron within a person in their standings.
Right.
And so I find frequently with the conservatives, right, the Republicans.
That's definitely this guy.
They're all for more freedom, but they're going to respect the heck out of the boys in blue. Even though the boys in blue, well, they're the armed portion of, you know, the folks who have taken your freedom away. Right. They're the ones who are going to enforce any of these laws and edicts. They're not generally known for exercising, what's the word I'm looking for?
Discretion,
yes, that they have.
Which they do have. And, in fact, there was another cop later on when we were at the Attorney General's house protesting who did admit that he has discretion, and he will use it in certain circumstances. And that's a different discussion.
Well, yeah, if it's like his buddy's kid getting in trouble or, you know, that kind of stuff.
And that's a different discussion to have. But so after this guy gets up and he speaks, right?
Okay.
Of course... I had not yet been inspired to speak at that point because I, you know, just wasn't feeling it,
right? Did you suddenly find inspiration?
And I did find some inspiration. And
was hiding behind the couch.
And I took the microphone immediately after him because he was kind of toward the tail end of when people were sort of not interested in speaking anymore. And so I went ahead, and that's when I told the police that I did have a problem with them. So, you know, I made it clear that not everybody was in agreement with that particular viewpoint within the crowd. And you know what? This old guy complained about me later on and complained about nobody to the organizers of this this particular event.
That's what bothers me about these protests. I mean, outside of... I've got a couple issues with some of these protests, but the fact that folks can't even get along long enough
to have a protest for more than 1 week.
Protest. It's...
Yeah. And the difference is, while I may not care for his viewpoint, I never... would have gone to the organizers and said, I don't like it that there's conservatives here.
People here that you know, actually like the police, right? I mean, no, you would never do that.
No.
Because that's not what freedom's about. Freedom's about tolerating different points of view.
I'm willing to work with somebody if I disagree with them, and these people are not. And it's sad.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the protests will have some effect. I'm not hopeful.
I don't think so.
But I do appreciate that folks are at least doing something.
Noncompliance has an effect. That has an effect.
That is where it's at. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We'll get to your calls and your thoughts, plus a whole lot more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Attorney General William Barr is resigning from his position. President Trump made the announcement Monday, saying that Barr's last day with the Department of Justice will be December 23rd. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become acting Attorney General after Barr's departure. And on the first day that Americans are being vaccinated against COVID-19, the country has passed 300,000 deaths from the disease. According to new data from Johns Hopkins University, 300,586 people have died from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. The death rate has accelerated recently, with more than 50,000 deaths in the last 30 days. The U.S. has averaged about 2,400 deaths per day in the last week. Nearly 110,000 Americans remain hospitalized due to COVID. That's more than at any other time during the pandemic. This is USA Radio News. The first American to receive the coronavirus vaccine Monday was a New York nurse. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The first doses of the coronavirus vaccine supply went to a New York healthcare worker who spent the last 10 months working the front lines. Sandra Lindsay, a Northwell Health employee, was possibly the first in the nation to receive the vaccine on Monday at Long Island Jewish Medical Center. And so it begins. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And as the first round of vaccines begin to be administered, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is urging the rest of the country to get the shot when it's available to them. He tells NBC News that it's important for people to protect themselves.
This is a 94% effective vaccine. It's gone through every aspect of FDA process with integrity and transparent data. I know if you are recommended to get it and it's available for you, oh, please do get it. Protect yourself and protect those around you, but please get the vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program, everybody. We appreciate you tuning in. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. If you do partake in the entertainment, the knowledge, the education, the philosophy, all of the things that are presented to you here at Free Talk Live, then we encourage you to go over to amp.freetalklive.com and contribute to our amplifier program. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, I could tell you that Paul Barnes is a silver level amplifier, and that means he contributes $5 a month. And that $5 a month goes to helping us get this program that you're listening to right now onto more radio stations. That's all that it goes to, is to helping us get this radio program onto more stations. Right now we're on 180, 190. We could be on 200. We could be on 250 radio stations. It's all up to you. Go visit amp.freetalklive.com and see what little sorts of treats and tokens we have for you as an amplifier, because they are there for you in recognition. And thank you to Paul Barnes for your contribution. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Paul.
He's a good man. As promised, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Ralph calling from Bangor, Maine. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, did you happen to hear how long it took to discover the cure for the COVID?
The cure?
Yeah. Well, the cure. What they started shooting people up today.
Oh, the vaccine.
Some of the vaccine.
How long?
It's So you haven't heard?
Well, I know it's been a very short period of time compared to...
Well, it's only been 8 or 9 or 10 months or whatever, right? So probably no longer than that.
No. This married couple of lab technicians, they discovered the cure. It took them 3 hours to come up with it.
Oh, yeah? And what's the cure?
Well, the cure is for the vaccine.
Okay, but there's been dozens of different vaccines in development all across the planet.
The one
is
okayed here that Pfizer, in conjunction with a sub-company, came up with.
So does that make you feel safe?
Oh, that makes me feel really safe.
Are you
and
being
then
facetious?
When I go to look at, well, what's the actual ingredients? Because it's basically chemical in nature.
Sure.
And they're proprietary information. So we don't even know what the ingredients are in it.
That's right.
And, did you know, you know what adjuvants are, right?
No.
Like within regular, like mercury, aluminum. Do you know why they put that in the vaccines?
I don't.
So the virus, or what they, the active ingredient in the vaccine stays in your body longer, see, without the aluminum and without the mercury in the vaccines, then your body would just get rid of it right away, and you would lose, they say you would lose immunity quickly. So that's why they put that in there. And this one, this new experimental vaccine, look, they don't even have a vaccine for the common cold.
I was going to mention that.
It's years and years for these people to come up with vaccines. And now all of a sudden they came up with this, and it's for the whole world,
It's very suspicious.
Yeah, and it's genetically changing us. We're going to be genetically engineered.
Well, not me, because I'm not taking it.
Yeah. Do you have any children?
Nope.
No.
None.
No. I got a couple.
And, what's that have to do with anything?
They're not going
to
be going to school next year or whenever they decide, because I'm not giving anything like that to
good.
My
nice.
Kids
that's the right thing
anybody.
To do. Fact, why should your kids go to government school anyway? They just want to indoctrinate them with a bunch of lies. So, it's the best thing you could do would be to get your kids out of the government schools.
Yeah. And didn't you find it interesting that they're starting the first round of vaccines that are hitting our health workers?
That's what they're doing, yeah.
Wow. It's a biological weapon. You know that HIV was engineered into it. Right.
Well, I know. I did have an article for Show Prep that I didn't bring tonight, where the Pfizer vaccine that you speak of has been giving folks false positives on HIV tests.
Oh yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of coincidental that Fauci and that Colonel Burks, remember that? They're both AIDS experts. And Fauci started with the AIDS thing. He's been there since Reagan with all them, what do you call them, those people, the...
thugs?
Criminals?
Yeah, thugs, yeah. Rumsfeld, all these guys that came in with Reagan,
Same old crew.
Hired
been there
after,
forever.
Put them in the front, and behind the scenes, they ran the whole show.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Indeed. Thanks, Ralph. I know that there has been some controversy around these. I know that myself, I have people that I know that work in the medical industry.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to the marvel of social media, I'm able to see some of their thoughts on the matter. I know personally people who can't wait to get the vaccine. They work in the medical industry.
Then they can feel safe about getting a disease that has a 99.98% chance of surviving.
Mind you, these people have been working the entire time. They haven't lost their jobs.
Nope. Haven't died.
And haven't died, and that kind of thing. And they do work in a medical facility.
Yep.
So, and they haven't got the COVID, but they're clamoring. Please give me the vaccine. I don't know what's in it, and I don't care. I saw one comment.
I just want to feel safe.
I saw one comment today that said, "As soon as that vaccine is available, I'm taking the stab. I'm shooting that thing right in my arm because I can't wait to go to a bar and have a beer again."
But the bar is closed. So it won't make any difference.
Or go to a show or, you know, that kind of a thing.
But there are no shows.
I know.
So it won't make any difference. And, Captain, remember, there's already been news articles, more than one of them, in major mainstream publications saying, oh, well, when you get the vaccine, you're still going to have to social distance. You're still going to have to wear a mask, which means none of those other things are going to happen again.
Right. And to the caller's point, HIV has been around for how long?
As long as I've been alive.
A couple of decades, yeah. At least. And there's still no vaccine for that. Nope. You know, the rate at which vaccines that are effective are developed and distributed is usually a pretty long time.
Yeah.
It seems, I question the speed of this whole thing, and mostly because of the fact that the government has given these vaccine developers special immunity against prosecution.
Well, they've always had that, so that's nothing new, but it still is suspicious and
for this
not good.
Specific vaccine, though, right?
No, they have it for all of them, I think, that they put out.
They've had other, they've issued specific, and not just the U.S. government, governments around the world, so governments that have never done that before have done it for this particular vaccine from Pfizer, or who's the other, AstraZeneca?
There's a ton of them. There's multiple.
Yeah.
AstraZeneca is a European manufacturer.
So it doesn't make me feel very safe to know that governments are giving, even if they've done it in the past, that they're giving liability protection from lawsuits to these manufacturers. Mm-hmm. So if something does go awry because they've hastily slapped together this concoction that you're going to inject into your veins and put into your body, and something goes wrong, right? There's already reports of people having developed what's called Bell's palsy.
That's right, yeah.
From this thing. There's all sorts of other people that have had adverse reactions. And in fact, one of the, I believe it's Pfizer, or is it AstraZeneca? One of the manufacturers is suing somebody who partook in the trial. Because they're bad-mouthing them. Because
They signed a contract.
and they're saying, oh, no, I had some sort of adverse effect. Wow. And so they're getting sued. So you can't sue them, but they can sue you.
Oh, my God.
No special protection for you, Ian.
Well, I didn't sign up for that.
I know, I'm just saying. No special protection for the individual, only for the large corporation.
Wow. Why would you do that? Why would you sign that away? They probably didn't read it.
I
just give me the vaccine. I'll sign anything.
855-450 free is our number. We've got more Free Talk Live for you coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Segment of the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. If you call, we might be able to squeeze you in. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And we're going to go to the land down under.
Oh, yes.
We're going to have a Vegemite sandwich.
No, we're not.
No? Okay, nah. Good, because Vegemite's kind of disgusting.
That's what I've heard. I don't think I've ever tried it, though.
It's kind of like a
salty spread of some sort, right?
It's kind of like peanut butter, but with, like, I don't know, it tastes like it's got sand in it or something.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be, like, savory or something.
It kind of is. It's like a almost like a pie filling, you know, like a meat pie kind of a thing. But it's just got a very earthy, I find it disgusting. Yeah. I tried it, and I'm like, ugh. Yeah, so anyway, enough of my horrible Australian references. What is your Australian reference here, Ian?
Yeah, well, apparently they're going to the next level of total control in South Australia. Now, remember, this is the same place where they told people a few weeks ago that during the lockdown they weren't allowed to walk their dog.
Right.
They weren't allowed to go for a run or a jog around the neighborhood. No,
wait,
no,
didn't they also have to text before they left their house?
If they were going to go.
They're
going to
go somewhere?
To somewhere where they were supposedly legally allowed to go, which is limited.
And didn't one guy text to, like, you know, I'm going to beat some guys, you know?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm not sure.
I thought some guy was like, they were like, why are you leaving? And he's like, I'm going to go beat this guy's ass.
I don't know. That sounds like something somebody really stupid might do. But in this case, what they're now mandating as of today, so as of Monday, December 14th, all retail stores, including supermarkets, department stores, hardware stores, and general retail stores, are now required to keep a record of people who enter their store, including staff and customers. So what they're using is apparently an app that the South Australian government has created called the MySAGov app. And so if you look it up on Google or Apple app stores, it is actually an app published. So you know, like under the app, it says what software company makes it. It actually says it's the government of South Australia who has, you know, is responsible for this app. And according to the press release by the National Retail Association in Australia, letting their members know about this, they say that all people entering the place... So from today, all general retail industry premises in South Australia must have a completed COVID-safe plan and a QR code that customers will use to check in as they enter. All people entering the place must upload their relevant contact details to the approved contact tracing system. This upload is automatic when you use the COVID-safe check-in to scan the QR codes.
Papers, please!
Yeah, this
you must show your papers!
Yeah, to go shopping. You must show your papers in South Australia to go shopping. You have to use a government app to let the government know where you're going shopping every time you go in.
Are there any protests in Australia? Are there any defiers in Australia?
I don't know.
Is there anybody standing up to this
in any way, shape, or form? We may be too far away to find that out, but the general retail industry premises is a place where retail sale or hire of goods or services for personnel, household, or business use occurs and where customers are physically present. So this sounds like every single retail establishment in South Australia. Each business, again, needs to have a COVID-safe plan. They will then receive a QR code via email. Businesses that have already completed a voluntary COVID-safe plan do not need to complete another plan. So apparently they started this out voluntarily. So they rolled this out and said, okay, well, here's this new program. We've got this app. We've got a COVID-safe plan. So, all right, businesses, it's a volunteer thing. If you want to show everybody how safe you are, then sign up for this. And now they're just making it mandatory. So the voluntary aspect was the testing phase for this, and now it's mandatory. All businesses have to get one of these codes, and they say that the scanning of the QR code is a check-in feature at the stage. You do not need to have your customers check out via the system. So they're just blocking everybody at the point where they enter the retail establishment. Now, my question, of course, is what happens? You're talking about people resisting, refusing to go along with this. What happens if you walk into the business, sort of like when we go into a Walmart or something, and they might say something to you like, excuse me, sir, you have a mask, sir. And then you can usually just, you know, ignore them and walk in, or do what I say, which is to say no thank you and walk in. What happens if you just walk by this little scanny thing? Because it's saying here that they should have the QR. They've got, like, recommendations for the retailer here, right? Because this is the National Retail Association. Yeah. So it says display QR codes at each entrance. Print your QR code bigger, A3 if possible. I guess that's the paper size, to get your customers' attention. So they want you to let the customers, if you're a retailer, to make sure the customers see this. But what if the customer's just like, F that, and just walks by?
Right.
Then what?
Yeah. What happens?
Should the retailer then call the police on their own customer? Because all of these COVID crackdowns put retailers in a really awkward place, right? Like, as a retailer, your job is to serve your customers.
Well, you're sell them something.
Yeah.
A product or a service.
You can't sell them something if you kick them out of the store. So the retailer obviously wants you to be there, whether you have a mask on or not. However, the retailers are also afraid of what the government gang might do to them if they are caught violating some of these rules. So the question is, are the retailers going to suffer some sort of penalty if an unmasked person goes inside, or somebody without, again, this doesn't even have anything to do with masks.
Right.
This has to do with just whether or not somebody checks in on this app. So what happens to the retailer if somebody walks by and doesn't check in?
Okay, so this is disturbing. Normally, not only is it disturbing that they have the digital equivalent of papers, please.
Yeah.
But I just did a quick Google search, and I narrowed my results to the last week for Australia lockdown protests.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being served up results that say things like 3 days ago, 2 days ago, 16 hours ago. But everything that I've clicked on is from months ago.
Weird.
Like, I just clicked on this one that was 16 hours ago. Coronavirus updates, Melbourne Tower block lockdown, like being in prison. That was from July 7th.
I don't know. That is bizarre.
I've got the protest in Melbourne. Hang on, let's open this one.
Here's one from September. Coronavirus arrests at Australia anti-lockdown protest.
December.
Okay.
Right. So, like, I was, you know, and that's my question is, you know, you would think something would have happened in the last week.
Here is adelaidenow.com.au, coronavirus, South Australia, lockdown protesters. Oh, nope. This is a paywall. I can't get into that story. But the headline is lockdown protesters rally in CBD, which I presume is some area of Adelaide. So this was supposedly published within the last week. I just can't read it.
So I've got the protest in Melbourne CBD on the 5th of September from 2 days ago. Like, why would... I don't understand.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. So my point here is that where are the Australian protests? Are they being suppressed?
I don't know.
Somehow?
Where are the New Hampshire ones? There aren't that many here either. I mean, they were, and I think rightfully so, in the chat room calling us out because there's massive protests in other places, including Idaho. And I would not call what has happened in New Hampshire massive. As of April, there were a few in April that we went to that were pretty big.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen that level since then.
Well, like, we've been talking sort of in between the show about protests and, you know, my opinion on their effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
They're great for networking, but in my opinion, protests should get like-minded people together against some sort of a cause to have an outcome, right? And that outcome should be, you know, clearly stated, right? Like,
well, they've stated
lift,
it here.
Lift the order, right?
Yeah, they want
right.
the order to the all the orders
right.
to be lifted.
And so, what I've found is that, well, I mean, that outcome doesn't really occur
at no.
really any protest. And I, you know, I lived in Seattle for 22 years. I saw the WTO riots. I saw the Occupy Wall Street protests, right? You know, those were some interesting times to live in that city. But ultimately, the things that the protesters wanted to get done did not occur. And so I think it has to lead to action. Right, I think mm-hmm. the protests have to lead to action. It's one thing to go, you know, protest somewhere, you know, governor's house or the mayor's house or whatever, that kind of thing. It's one thing to go and protest and make noise and make news. It's a whole other thing to do something that gets the outcome to occur. And I don't know what that is. So that's my quandary here for you, the listener.
At this point, they're just ramping up the number of cops at these protests.
Yeah. And that's only going to result in violence. We're out of time for tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody. FreeTalkLive.com for the archives. Thanks. Peace.
Sounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.